Hey, it's a very special schus to be able to share a few words of Torah. On a day like this, when we have the schus to share with both my Talmidim, who I, Baruch Hashem, often have the chance to learn Torah with, but together with their fathers, to be able to be a shut of a partner in that Mesorah. The Mesorah of the Torah, as the Torah is being passed down from generation to generation, that's what's keeping us going. You know, many of you, I'm sure, are aware of the famous essay by Mark Twain concerning the Jews and how we are still here and we are still strong. What keeps us strong and why we are still here is because of this Mesorah of Torah being passed on from generation to generation. It's a very special schus on a personal level. Rabbi Storch asked me last week to speak about a topic, how to develop a real relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom. Immediately I agreed, but thinking about it, how am I supposed to do that in 25 minutes, in under a half hour? It's a topic that we could speak about for 3-4 hours. It's a topic we could speak about our whole lives. We'll try to be mitzamtzem, try to give a few eitzos, a few ideas, and understand how to walk away, as the topic goes, with the real relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom. As a schus, to have a very special relationship with the Rashiv of the Mir, Rav Nachum Tzvi Finkel Zatzal. And one of the ways I developed that relationship was every Erev Shabbos, the Rosh Yeshiva used to give a shmooze in his house. On that week, Sedra, words of Chizik, words of Musar based on the Parsha. And there was one week he told us a story, how an almana, a widow, came to him. And the almana was complaining, was very sad, ba'atzvus, that she was very lonely. She felt alone in this world for so many years. She was married to her best friend, to her husband. And now he was not there anymore. Now he was gone. She felt alone. And she was asking the Rosh Yeshiva for eitza, for advice, what to do. And he told her he wanted her when she left his house to go to a store to purchase a small pad, like a notebook pad, and a pen, and carry it with her wherever she would go. And whenever something would happen to her in her life that was a little bit above teva, a little bit above the regular occurrence in her life, a little bit above nature, write it down. Write it down. Something special in her life, something special in her children's life, in a friend's life, write it down, record it. And keep a little notebook of these occurrences. And at any point when she started to feel a little bit alone, a little bit lonely in this world, take out that notebook and start reading and recognize that the Ribbono Shalom is there with you always. See that we are never alone. The Ribbono Shalom is always in our life. The Ribbono Shalom is here by our side. And every move we make, every step we take, the Ribbono Shalom is with us. If we stop and just think for a second how it's possible that we're able to speak, how it's possible that we're able to see, every moment of our life we're with the Ribbono Shalom. So to talk about developing a relationship with Hashem, how can we not recognize that we're with Hashem always? But the emes is, it's a little bit difficult. Because we live in a world of teva, we live in a world of teva, we live in a world of nature, and we are desensitized, and we take it for granted, and we wake up every morning, and we might say Modani, but are we throughout the day thinking and recognizing that this ability to see and to hear and to speak and to move, is the Ribbono Shalom with me always? We forget that. It's not so easy. So how can we develop this relationship? How can we ensure that we feel the Ribbono Shalom in our life always? The first step is to want it. Before we think about developing it, we have to have a desire, we have to have a tshuku, we have to yearn to have a relationship with Hashem. Why should we want a relationship with Hashem? Have a great life. I have great siblings. I have children. I have parents. I have a lot else in my life. I have a good job. I got football or basketball. Whatever I have in my life, I have a lot of wonderful things going on in my life. I haven't seen the Ribbono Shalom around lately. I look around. He's, you know. Why do I want to develop a relationship with Hashem? Now, obviously, if we really stop and think about it, it will add so much to our life. If we are close to Hashem, you know all those difficult times? You know all the times when there are trials and there are tribulations? All the times, on a small, minimal level, on a large level, lo aleinu, we're dealing with a sickness, lo aleinu, we're dealing with a death, or a very small level, lo aleinu, where we're suffering on a much smaller scale, whatever that might be, might be for one of us, I just have a big test that I didn't study for, and I'm down on myself, and I'm having a down day. So when I stop and I realize the Ribbono Shel Olam is with me, and I have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, it makes life so much sweeter and so much easier. And life can be amazing and awesome always, really. The truth is, that chizik and that reason, in my eyes, only comes into play once you have it already. To understand that idea, to understand that concept of how wonderful and beautiful and amazing it is to be walking with the Ribbono Shel Olam always, and to have the Ribbono Shel Olam by my side, and be able to say every step of life, Kol Ma'adav Rachman Al Tav, everything Hashem does is for good, and therefore life is amazing, sounds great, but to really live like that is only once I have it. So why would I develop it? And to say develop it because you'll gain this meaning, you'll gain this joy, this tanug, this ultimate pleasure, as the Ramchal tells us in the beginning of Mesil Zesharim that many of us have seen at some point in our life. That's nice, it's beautiful, but it's really for those who understand it a little bit already. It's hard to sell. It's much easier to understand the pleasure of watching a close football game or a great steak than the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is spiritual and has no mamashis and is something that's less substantial in this physical world. So why do I want to develop a relationship with Hashem? And only once we understand deeply a real reason why I want to develop a relationship with Hashem, will I be able to learn how to develop a relationship with Hashem. We have very little time, but I'm going to try to do this quickly. Because to really understand developing a relationship with Hashem, we have to understand our purpose in this world. Why are we here? And it's something which we should be thinking about a lot more often, but maybe we don't. And I want to develop the way I understand this world based on the words of the Ramchal and Derech Hashem. Obviously, we're not going to read this inside now. If you really want to understand, you have to read through all of Derech Hashem. At some point, it's a good thing to do. We have to understand why we're here. Because only if we understand why we're here can we live a meaningful, productive life. It's that simple. So to understand why we're here, we have to first understand why the Ribbono Shel Olam decided to create us. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam decide to create this world? Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam need to create a world that we're living in? And the Ramchal, the great philosopher, teaches us in Derech Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect in every way. And one of the ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect in is that he's a no-saying. He's a giver. If he's perfect in every way, one of the ways is as a no-saying, as a Baal Chesed. And to be a no-saying, to be a giver, to be a Baal Chesed, to be a caring individual, that can't just be in potential. That has to be in action. To say I'm somebody, I'm a real Baal Chesed, I'm a real no-saying, but I sit in a corner and learn for 15 hours a day and then go to sleep and eat, but I never am involved in chesed, but in my mind I think about doing chesed, and I understand the importance of helping other people, because I've learned through Orach HaTzaddikim 36 times. I'm not a Baal Chesed. So for the Ribbono Shel Olam as well, to be a no-saying, he had to have an entity to give to. Therefore, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world. He created the world we live in, and created us, man, just to be able to give to us. Just to be a no-saying. So that he is perfect in that way. What does that tell us about us? What does it tell us about our avodah in this world? What does it tell us about our tafkid achayim, our purpose of life? It's very simple and very beautiful. Our purpose of life is just to accept all the beautiful good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shining upon us. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us because he needed a being to give to, our role in this world is just to gain from good. To sit back and enjoy all the pleasure Hashem is shining upon us. But the question is, how do we do that? How do we gain this good? So I like to explain that with Rav Moshe. Imagine right now in this room, it was pitch dark. Mamish pitch dark. And you wanted to read something. You wanted to read something, read a sefer, read a book. And in one corner, there was a flashlight that was on. So if you were in the opposite corner, it would be practically impossible to see. The closer you get to that flashlight, the closer you get to the source of light, the more benefit, the more hana you're going to gain from that entity. So too is the Ribbono Shel Olam. If the Ribbono Shel Olam's purpose in creating the world was to gift us, and therefore his relationship with this world is he's just constantly giving, and our role, our purpose of life is to gain from that good, the way to do that is to get closer to him. To be mizdavik to Hashem, to cling to Hashem, to be close to Hashem, to develop a relationship with Hashem. So really, we said very quickly, just really summarized the Sefer by explaining that our purpose of life is to be close to Hashem, to develop a relationship with Hashem. That's why we were put on this earth. And it's going to be amazing and beautiful, obviously, because that relationship will cause that we're makabel all the good that Hashem has given us. Now, obviously, Hashem, who created the world and created us, knows what's best for us. Whatever entity there is, whoever the creator is, knows what's best for that entity. So this is what's best for us, to be close to Hashem, to develop a relationship with Hashem. That's why we want to do it, because it's our purpose of life, literally. So how do we develop this relationship? How do we develop this relationship? So if the whole world was created for this relationship, I believe we could look at the second mission in Pirkei Avos as a foundation to understand how to develop this relationship. You're all familiar with this Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, the second Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Shlosha Dvar Ma'olam Omeid. There are three pillars of this world. The world stands on three things, right? Al Torah, Al Avoda, the pillar of Torah, learning Torah, on avoda, which is what? Tefillah, ezu avoda shebelev zehu tefillah, v'agmiyas chasadim. Through learning Torah, through tefillah, and through doing chesed, the Mishnah is telling us that the pillar of this world, now if we just define the whole entire creation of the world, was in order to what? To create a relationship between us and God. So those three pillars have to be the mediums. Have to be the mediums to bring us close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So let's start with Torah. Learning Torah. Learning Torah brings us close to Hashem. Last time I checked, learning Torah is a very important intellectual exercise to teach us what laws to keep. That's great. That's wonderful. It's beautiful. To develop our mind, to think analytically, conceptually. It's really amazing to see how well those who are holding in Torah do on their LSATs often. They're able to textualize and think through text in a way that's above and beyond most. It's an amazing study, meaning to learn Gemara, in order just to learn Gemara, you're learning some weird language, Aramaic, without any punctuation, without any nekudos, and be able then not just to translate the words, but to think through and conceptualize them. It's an amazing study, it's an amazing exercise of the mind, but how's that developing our relationship with Hashem? How's that bringing me closer to God because I'm learning Torah? You know, in Derech Hashem, in two places, I'm just going to read you two little quotes from the Ramchal. He says, "Va'omnom." This is in Shara Aleph and Perak Dalet. Ba'omnam emtsoi echad nasal and all kalis baruch shemo, shemadregasal lemala mikol sharem tsoam amakar v'madam elav v'utam Torah. There's one medium that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us above and beyond anything else to connect him, and that is Torah. And he explains this much later in the Sefer, where he tells us, I'll read you from the English translation of Arya Kaplan. He explains as well that the influence is the greatest of influences because this influence is the closest thing to God Himself that can be found in creation. Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me explain. If we want to develop a relationship with somebody in our world, so how do we develop a relationship with somebody? You know, a lot of relationships are already born in. So we forget that we have to develop a relationship with somebody. But there's a relationship which we all understand we have to develop, right? That's a relationship that one day the Talmidim will develop a relationship with a young woman towards marriage. And that relationship is a relationship where we understand we're going to have to go out and date, and we're going to have to spend time, and we're going to have to get to know each other. And the more we get to know each other over time, we're going to develop a relationship. In order to build a deep relationship with somebody, you have to understand them. You have to get to know them. To develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now the Ribbono Shel Olam already understands us. The Ribbono Shel Olam created us. He understands everything about us. Every word we speak, every thought we think. But how do we understand the Ribbono Shel Olam? We don't see him in a physical way. The Ribbono Shel Olam took the Torah. And the Torah encompasses the personality and the wisdom, the intellect of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when we learn Torah, we're not just learning a guidelines of how to act in this world. We're actually understanding in a deeper way who the Ribbono Shel Olam is. We're really getting into his mindset. We're really understanding the Chachma of Hashem. And when you understand the Chachma of Hashem, you understand his essence. As the Ramchal said, this is God. I'm able to develop a relationship with him. You see, in life, that's why I just had this chus this past Sunday to be by two chasanas, two beautiful chasanas. And you look at a chasan and a kala, and a chasan and a kala are standing underneath that chuppah, and they think that they have the most love that could ever exist in this world. They think they're mamish so in love, like nobody else could feel what they're feeling. And I always tell Chassan and Kala, my bracha to you is that in 5 years, when you look back, you should realize you didn't even know what love was. You see, because true love and a true deep relationship is built over time, and the more you get to know somebody, the deeper in love you're going to feel. The deeper the relationship is going to be built. So with the Ribbono Shel Olam as well, the more we get to know him, the more we understand the Ribbono Shel Olam, the closer we could become to him. Torah, in essence, is God. My Rebbe Rav Lachman tells us all the time, used to tell us all the time, still does whenever I hear him speak, that when you learn Torah, you're dating God. That's what learning Torah is. How else to develop a relationship with Hashem? And L'maisa, it's literally an idea that the Baal Tanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Shneur Zalman Liadi, in his work, Tanya, in the end of Perek Dalet, he says, "Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu bechvod v'asvo less machshava tfisa beklal." It's basically impossible to understand God and to cling to God, except the araisa v'kutcher brichu kulo chad. The Torah and the Ribbono Shel Olam is one. The Torah and the Ribbono Shel Olam is one. When you learn Torah, he says, listen to the language, "Kimechabik es hamelech." It's as if we're hugging the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he explains, "Bein mechagpo kishu levush." When you hug somebody, you're not really hugging the person. You're hugging their clothing. You're not touching their skin. You're touching their exterior, their clothing, their shirt, their jacket. But we're still hugging them. They're within that. When I learn Torah, I'm hugging their Ribbono Shel Olam. This is his clothing. This is his, what he allows us to perceive within him. And that's how I could develop a very deep, beautiful relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, there was I was supposed to learn in Karen Biavne, and this wasn't when I was there. I heard this from a friend of mine, Rabbi Moshe Benovitz, when he was learning in Karen Biavne. So one of his friends was leaving KBY at the end, somewhere towards the end of Shana Bet. And the minhag was that all the boys would get together to dance away the Talmud, sing and dance as the taxi would to escort the Malava, the Talmud, away from Karav Yavne, to dance and sing with him before he got into the taxi, and the Malava, the taxi. And the taxi's there, and his bags are packed, and the Talmud's nowhere to be found. They're looking all over, where's the Talmud? And you know how it is, the Israeli taxi driver is getting all fidgety, he's not so happy with what's going on, and they're looking around, is he in the Beis Medrash, is he in the Chadar Ochel? Eventually, a few Talmudim find him. In Karen B'Yavne, there's an Ezra's Noshim upstairs, overlooking the main Beis Medrash. And that Ezra's Noshim is used during the week for Talmudim to sit and learn as well. And it's a library with the Svarim of the Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Yaakov Goldich Zatzal, the first Rosh Yeshiva, founding Rosh Yeshiva of Karen B'Yavne. And they find this boy in the Beis Medrash. His arms are outstretched against the Svarim. His mom is crying, tears flowing down his cheeks, not knowing anyone's watching, saying, I can't be without you, I can't be without you. This Talmud understood that the Torah that he was learning was connecting him to the Ribbono Shel Olam, was helping him develop this relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'll just point out that he was a little bit off, because we have the same books here in America as well. He didn't have to be crying. That's what's so beautiful. The Torah is the same wherever you are. This relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam can be wherever you are at any point in time. Wherever you are. The Adam is Admas Kodesh, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu is told in this week's Sedra, Sol Nalecha Shmael Raglecha, where you're standing is Kodesh. Anywhere you are could be Kodesh. Because the Torah could be anywhere. This relationship could be built anywhere. That's one way to get close to Hashem, through Torah. The second pillar in the Mishnah is Tefillah. Tefillah, Ezo of Udav Shevlevzo, Tefillah is so obvious. How can we develop a relationship with someone if we're not talking to them, if we're not in conversation with them? Tefillah is our time in the day to converse with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Maharal on this Mishnah says that Torah is between man and himself. What that means is Torah, I'm building myself, my intellect, my understanding. Now obviously, as we just explained, developing a relationship with Hashem. But it doesn't need to if I'm not understanding what we just explained. It can be learned on a purely intellectual level. There are many non-from Jews, there are many of the Umos Olam that study Torah as an intellectual pursuit. Chesed as well, although we'll talk about it in a few minutes, should and can bring us close to Hashem, can be done I'm a good moral, ethical person, I'm caring to help somebody. So chesed, the Maharal said, is between you and another person. Tefillah in its essence is between myself and God. If I'm not talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm actually not davening, I'm just saying Hebrew words. I'm really just not davening. How else to get close to somebody and some being if I'm not by speaking to them, conversing with them, having a relationship with them in conversation? The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah has an apparent stira. The Rambam has a stira. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Tesvav says that you need kavana in your entire Shemoneh Esrei or you're not Yotze. The Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph says you only need kavana in the first bracha. Which one is it? Do you need kavana in the entire Shemoneh Esrei or only in the first bracha? So the famous Rabbeinu Chaim on this, Rabbeinu Chaim Brisker explains that there are two different types of kavana. In our davening, there's one kavana that I know I'm standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I know I'm standing in front of Hashem. Oy meid lefnei Rabba. That kavana, one needs to have for entire Shemoneh Esrei. If at any moment I don't know I'm standing in front of Hashem, I'm not Yotzei Shemoneh Esrei. There's a second kavana, which is called Pirush Amilu, understanding what the words mean. To understand what the words mean, I actually only need in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Why would that be? Why would that be? You see, because of the purpose of Shemoneh Esrei and Tefillah is to help develop our relationship with Hashem. So if I don't realize and recognize that I'm walking to Hashem, if I'm not oymed lifnei rabo, I'm not davening. So that has to be the entire time. Now the first bracha, if you read it closely and clearly, is all about the greatness of Hashem and who the Ribono Shel Olam is. That bracha, I have to know what I'm saying. Because if I don't know what I'm saying in that bracha, I'm not even understanding who I'm talking to. That's helping me develop my relationship as well, who the Ribono Shel Olam is. The rest of Shemoneh Esrei, halavai, don't get me wrong, it's best to understand what we're saying in all of Shemoneh Esrei. But each of us connects with Tefillah and what we want to talk to the Ribono Shel Olam about in different ways. And therefore, obviously, the Anshei Knesset Gedol understood what's best to talk to him about. But if you are not understanding it fully, that's okay, as long as you know you're talking to God. As long as you're developing a relationship with Hashem. That's what Tefillah is. And Chesed. And Chesed. The final step, we know Mahu Rachu, Mahatar Rachu. The Gemara in many places tells us we have to follow the way of the Ribono Shel Olam. As we explained at the beginning of this year, the Ribono Shel Olam created this whole world to do good upon us, to be a Baal Chesed. When we are involved in Chesed, we are emulating the Ribono Shel Olam. We are being God-like. Mahu Rachu, Mahatar Rachu. If you look at the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yizayin, and Mavez, you'll see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to know how to gain Kapara and Tshuva after Maisa Egel? He says, doesn't say the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem Hashem. He says, Nas Osa, do it. What does it mean, do it? Don't just say it. You have to live it. You have to be a compassionate person. You have to be a merciful person. When we are empathetic, caring people, we are more God-like. How could you develop a relationship with someone, generally, if you're similar to them, if you have similar goals and similar aspirations, if you're more like them. So if we begin to emulate the Ribono Shel Olam, we'll be able to develop a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. So in the few minutes we had, we understand why we're here, what we're doing in this world. We're really here just to develop a relationship with Hashem. And we could develop that relationship, first and foremost, through learning His Torah and understanding who the Ribono Shel Olam is. Through davening and having an actual, real conversation with the Ribono Shel Olam. And through emulating the Ribono Shel Olam, becoming more God-like. The more we're like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the closer we can become to Him. Just to end with a famous story, how a chassid once came to his Rebbe. And the chassid said to the Rebbe, "Where is God?" And the Rebbe said, "Wherever you let him in." HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really everywhere. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a relationship with us. It's our avoda. It's our job to develop that relationship through our learning Torah. And if we're already doing and learning Torah, learning more Torah through our davening, enhancing our kavana, through our chesed, and doing more in the area of chesed, that will develop this deeper relationship with Hashem and allow the relationship and allow the Ribono Shel Olam to enter into our hearts and be with us always. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Thank you for coming.